Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for When Your Elderly Parents Need You by Molly Law, read by Leah Martin. Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God commanded you, that your days may be long and that it may go well with you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Deuteronomy 5:16. Today's prayer is a very personal one for me, and I hope it reaches and touches those in similar situations. My mother has Alzheimer's early onset. She's only 58. Even if she wasn't so young, Alzheimer's is still a horrible disease that changes the very core of an individual until in one long, agonizing process, you can no longer recognize the person sitting in front of you, and neither can they. As our parents grow older, they're more likely to have more medical issues: diabetes, cancer, dementia, broken hips. When those things happen, life's natural roles can become reversed. We suddenly become our parents' caregivers. For some of the more severe diseases like Alzheimer's, it can feel like we become the parents and our parents are our children. In the beginning, my mother had commendable resilience in the face of her diagnosis. She was always in high spirits about life, but I found hard to grasp myself. She never let Alzheimer's define her or dictate her quality of life. 3 years, however, after her diagnosis, she has deteriorated quite a bit, and she's hardly the woman I called mom my entire life. Her reactions have become childlike, and I've recently had to drive her to certain events. It's hard to comprehend the fairness of it all, how someone so generous and loving could become vehement and easily angered. When my sisters and I have to sacrifice our lives at such a young age, it's hard to understand. On the other hand, I still love to hear my mom's laughter and see her having fun, because those moments that were once at the very core of her being are becoming a rare commodity. As with any disease that takes hold of our parents, we always need to live in the present joys that allow them to still be them and be glad we still have this time to spend with them. I know one day I might have to say, "Mom, I'm your daughter, remember?" So today, despite the heartaches and inconveniences, I will be grateful and enjoy the memory my mother still has left. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I pray for all the ailing parents out there. I pray for their children who suddenly find themselves on the other end of the natural order. I pray that you'll give them comfort and strength as they navigate the diagnosis, the treatment, and the living arrangements. I pray that you give us patience when the disease takes over and changes our parents. Be with us as the role reversals of life throw us off balance. Lord, I pray that even in the midst of this one loss, that we remember the time we have to love. Thank you for this time that's grown even more important. I pray that we'll focus on the present good, not the future bad. Father, we all know that anything is possible for you. We know you have the power to heal. I believe in your miracles. We also know that your ways are higher and mysterious. Lord, our parents love you and will one day be with you forever in heaven. I pray that it'll give all of us peace and solace to rest in that knowledge. I pray for the parents who aren't saved, that they'll come to know you and that their children will show them the way. So I pray that whatever may happen, whether you choose to heal them or not, if there's a cure in their lifetime, I pray that your will be done in all our circumstances. Thank you, Lord, for parents, our mothers and our fathers. Thank you for their wonderful and unique lives with us and our families. Thank you for this time we have with them. Thank you for being with us through these difficult times. There are no words to describe this particular grief, grieving in intervals over layers lost until they're ultimately gone. Please guide us through the toll this takes on our mental, physical, and spiritual health. I pray for every child having to parent a parent. I pray for the parents who are suffering from any disease or pain. I pray for your comfort and healing in all circumstances. We love and trust you with all our hearts, our healer, our Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Has fear stolen your peace? I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, helping you fight your fears and grow your faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.